We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 9:35, and talking with Riley County Commission Chair John Ford and Planning and Development Director Amanda Smeller. We've been talking about some issues with that the Planning and Development are working on, including NextGen 911. We were talking during the break here, there's still quite a few streets that are yet to be renamed. How long does that process take?
That's honestly something, you know, the committee has been talking about, you know, how long things will take. So there is a process that we go through. And again, as I mentioned, in the previous, kind of piece of the show, that we're going to kind of step back a little bit and add an additional public notification, letter to this. So what we're envisioning now is doing a first just general notification letter. Here's what's happening. Here's why. Just, you know, be aware, et cetera. And then 30 days later, we'll send a more detailed letter with the proposed name and address. And then there's also going to be opportunity for the residents on that road to submit for an alternative road name that they might want to see more than, you know, what we've proposed. And then, of course, there's public hearing and whatnot. I think that's also a 30-day time period there. So, and, you know, assuming everything, you know, goes okay, you know, then we get, you know, we get the address in place and name. So it would be a few month process if things, you know, go smoothly and kind of according to plan. So, and we're thinking we're just going to do one or two, you know, at a time. It is definitely a lot of work, and we want to be able to make sure that we have the time to address anybody's, you know, calls or concerns or whatnot. And the committee is, of course, made up of several staff members who have a lot of other things going on. So unfortunately, we're not able to, you know, dedicate tons of our time to this. So it's overall, it's definitely going to be a several year process, honestly, for all of them to get done.
Okay. Well, I remember speaking with the Historical Museum Director, Cheryl Collins, and I think she's part of that committee that renames the streets or something like that.
Yes,
that'd be,
she is.
That's a unique opportunity for anyone to be able to rename or just name new streets. I think that'd be a lot of fun to do, because you want to try to keep kind of a historical aspect to the landscape, I imagine.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah, there are some criteria that we use for the renaming, and yes, we do like to be, you know, for there to be that historical element or that tie to the county in some way. We do like to use names like that.
Very good. Any other projects the Planning and Development are working on right now?
Well, we have lots of things going on. As I mentioned, we never really had the slowdown, you know, over the colder months. One I will mention kind of does go hand in hand with the comprehensive plan update that we're going to be planning over the next couple of years, and that's our land development regulations update. This is our zoning and our subdivision regulations that actually we use to actually carry out the goals and policies and vision of the comprehensive plan. These are every day, you know, what the zoning is and your setbacks and, you know, what you can and can't do and all those different sort of things. And there's tons more. I, you know, when I said that, that's obviously very, very basic information that's in there, but there's lots more. Staff has been working on this update for several years, and we are nearing completion on it. So we're really, really excited that we're getting down to the end of this process, and that we'll have a nice new document for staff, of course, and for the public. We're going to be likely starting our public review process and adoption process here in the next couple months. So we'll make sure to get information out to the public on that one, so they're aware of what's happening.
Now, it's interesting with subdivisions and housing. On the other side of the river, we see the development going on like crazy in Pottawatomie County. I'm guessing on the north side of the county is kind of similar process, maybe, and maybe not to the same extent here, but in the Riley area, Leonardville, do you see that as potential growth areas in the future?
So our Vision 2025 plan did identify, of course, the incorporated cities and some space of land outside of their city limits as designated growth areas, and some space along the Tuttle Creek as well. So we do have some identified designated growth areas, and we will kind of be looking at those again, you know, as we do our comprehensive plan update in the next couple of years. Of course, outside of those areas, of course, a lot of the county is zoned agricultural. So that, of course, impacts how dense and how many homes and things that can get into, the more rural areas of the county. We did just approve an 18-lot subdivision just north of our public works facility on Highway 24. And so it's my understanding that's the largest subdivision we've done in a couple of decades. So there's definitely, potential for things like that. But just by the kind of nature of, the agricultural focus in our county, we're probably not going to have the density, certainly, that our neighboring county might have so much.
Okay.
Well, and I might add just a couple of things to that, Brandon. I know that several of the smaller communities, including Ogden, are working on specific municipal comprehensive plans too. So as we develop that larger one, of course, we're going to want to incorporate some, if not all of that, into those specific plans as they develop. And I don't know what we're going to call our new comprehensive plan. We're in the very primitive stages of it, but whatever it develops into, obviously I think Riley was doing one too at some point in time as well. So we're obviously going to want to incorporate, that into things as well. And I think the other one that has been kind of discussed and donated along the way too, and my hope is this ends up in Riley County, but the need for a rural industrial or manufacturing business type of park. And, I would like to see that here for obvious reasons, but, there may be the ability to do one over in Pott County, in that area that you were just discussing is developing, whether it's residential or commercial, and then maybe something over on the Raleigh County side that we can incorporate some things into moving forward as well. So that'll be a part of some dialogue and discussion as we move forward with, local vested partners as well.
I might ask you too, with anticipating, with that being said here, up on the north side and the new development, improving the roadway there obviously will be a thing. I know roundabouts have been discussed here at Seth Child and Highway 24. What's the latest on that? I know that's kind of maybe in the process.
Yeah, it's a KDOT project. Okay. Although we have the Seth Child corridor study that's both kind of a county and city, and there's some work going on down on Kimball as has been the case over the last couple of years, but it's kind of specific to that. We've had some combined efforts over on Marlette, and that'll probably have to continue here. What's been designated by KDOT is an area that is of concern because of accidents and fatalities. And so they are in the process right now, and I don't know if it's going to be a cost share project or how much is going to be funded, but typically in these scenarios, KDOT finds it useful to put roundabouts in there. And when we talk about a roundabout, we're talking one that's going to probably look more like what you see over on Scenic Drive and K-18. So it's going to be one of the larger ones with two lanes, and it turns into everything. One's going to go at that intersection at 113 and then down across the way there at 13 as you go across the bridge. Those are two areas that have been really considered accident prone and damage to property and fatalities. So I don't know which one's going to happen first. I wouldn't naturally assume that in the design and consultative that you would do both of them at the same time. So one will probably have to transition into the other one. That part I don't know. I think they're just in the initial phase of that. There's talk of maybe a 90-10 type of split there. Still not really for sure on that. I sit on the Metropolitan Planning Organization currently. Actually, I'm currently chair of that particular board too. So that's something that we're focused on and keeping a track on and watching very closely too. So we get updates on that from time to time. But some of those programs along the way over the last couple of years have changed. So the direction in which they wanted to go with those have also changed. But it is currently being consulted and designed, and they're working with their group of consultants to develop that. But it'll probably be a roundabout of some sort, up at Seth Childs. I don't know how that's going to configure exactly with both geography and topography. They're smarter people than me than that to figure all that one out. But my guess is it'll probably have to probably shift from where that intersection is, maybe back just a little bit and off to the west is what I'm assuming. It's going to be somewhere in that vicinity.
Okay. And I've heard also the possibility of a future one at Marlette and Seth Child. Is that something that's being discussed at this time?
I haven't really heard much about that. And you're not the first person that's brought that one up. There's nothing been on my radar exactly what's going to happen there. And maybe because, once again, that's KDOT, that would be just the natural assumption. But to my knowledge, there's not a specific plan or a specific strategy in place on that one just yet.
Okay. It doesn't look like it's a big need, maybe not as big as the other two. I live in that area, so I was kind of a curiosity for me here.
Yeah, but my guess probably is, too, is we're going to have to watch a little bit of the future growth there. I think right now the major concern in that particular vicinity is more infrastructural utilities, technologies, sewer, water, you know, those sort of things. And we just have to kind of watch as what development comes into there, both maybe, you know, residentially kind of off of Colbert Hills there, and if there's any other kind of commercial type of things that go into place there, and then that may change the discussion of what may or may not need to be done there. But to my knowledge, there isn't anything on that radar just at the moment.
Okay, very good. Let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll have segment number four with our Riley County officials, John Ford and Amanda Smeller. You're listening to InFocus on News Radio KMAN.